Analysis: Bud Light's market share shrinks, while Coors and Miller's grows. By Nick Gilbertson on May 5, 2023. Anheuser-Busch-owned companies, even beyond Bud Light and Budweiser, are seeing declines in in-store beer sales compared to last year on the heels of Bud Light's partnership with transgender TikToker Dylan Mulvaney, a man who claims to be a woman. At the same time, beer sales for Molson Coors-owned companies such as Miller Lite and Coors Light have soared. According to Nielsen IQ data on beer case sales over recent weeks that bump Williams Consulting, a Connecticut-based firm with expertise in the alcohol industry, analyzed and shared with Breitbart News. On April 1, Mulvaney posted a video to Instagram where he cracked open a Bud Light and noted, "This month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood before showing off a custom can the company provided Mulvaney that bore his likeness." The hashtag Bud Light Partner accompanied the video, following another hashtag Bud Light Partner post in February where Mulvaney is seen next to the blue beer cans as he blows bubbles in a bathtub. Bud Light caught considerable backlash for the partnership, leading to a boycott of the company and substantial case sales losses, according to Bump Williams Consulting analysis. For the week ending April 22, Bud Light's in-store volume sales registered at 2,950,803 cases, a 26.1% drop compared to the same period last year, meaning it only hawked 3 cases of beer for every 4 it sold a year ago. This followed a 21.1% year-over-year drop for the week ending April 15. Moreover, Bud Light saw an 8.3% year-over-year market share decline for the week ending April 22 among domestic premium beer rivals, following a 6.5% slide the previous week. Its market share shrunk from 32.3% to 30.6% weekly. Now, Bud Light plans to give away cases of beer to employees of its distributors, who have also taken heed for the company's marketing decisions, The Wall Street Journal's Jennifer Maloney reported Thursday. Watch, Mar, we've gone from Title IX giving women an equal shot to let's put a male in the swimming pool with the women. Bud Light's sister company Budweiser's in-store case sales were 1,286,652 during the week of April 16 to 22, marking a 13.1% drop in volume and a 1% market share loss in the premium domestic industry, down to 13.3%, compared to the same period last year. Bud Light's year-to-date dwindled 8% compared to the same time frame in 2022, and Budweiser's are just over 5% in the red. While the Anheuser-Busch companies have suffered a substantial hit amid the boycott, direct competitors in the premium domestic beer sector, such as Molson Coors-owned companies Coors Light and Miller Lite, have seen sales soar in recent weeks. Between April 16 to 22, Coors enjoyed a 13.3% increase in case sales compared to last year, hawking 2,312,462 cases. Miller Lite had nearly identical gains, selling 2,092,775, a 13.6% year-over-year increase. The week prior, Coors sold 10.6% more units versus the same period last year, while Miller Lite climbed 11.5%. Market shares for both companies have grown following the Mulvaney partnership. Miller Lite's market share among domestic premium beer for the week ending April 22 was 21.7%, a 3.7% increase compared to the same period last year, and a 0.6% increase in reference to the previous week, while Coors's market share increased 4.1% versus last year to 24% late last month. Week over week, it gained 0.8% in market share. The trends continued outside of the premium domestic beer category. Among domestic super premiums, case sales of Anheuser-Busch-owned Michelob Ultra dwindled 8% for the week ending April 22 compared to the same period last year. Concerning below premium beers, Anheuser-Busch-owned companies Busch Light and Natural Light suffered 7.5% and 6.5% year-over-year dips in sales, respectively, between April 15 to 22. Conversely, case sales of Molson Coors-owned Keystone Light rose 8.1% compared to last year, while Miller High Life case sales grew 2.4%. Pabst Blue Ribbon, not owned by Anheuser-Busch, rocketed 20.2%. Related, Vivek Ramaswamy, How economic hardship could be pulling companies away from wokeness.